The scripture reading for today is Luke 4, 14 through 21. Then Jesus returned to Galilee full of the Holy Spirit's power. Soon he became well known throughout all the region. For his sermons in the synagogues, everyone praised him. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on Saturday and stood up to read the scriptures. The book of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. And he opened it to the place where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to announce that captives shall be released, and the blind shall see, that the downtrodden shall be free from their oppressors, and that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him." He closed the book and handed it back to the attendant and sat down while everyone in the synagogue gazed at him intently. He then added, "These scriptures came true today." The word of the Lord.
Please forgive me this preamble. I don't really ever like to comment on a sermon or say any introductory thing before I actually preach the sermon, because it distracts from what we call in the business the preaching moment. But I must say that at some point, if I feel like my voice is gone, I might skip ahead a little bit. And if you're left at the end feeling like a lack of meaning, or that you felt no poignant or moving word, or perhaps it was all confusing to you, all that was probably contained in the part I skipped. If you all could have a bit of a, whatever the equivalent of a mind and spirit palate cleanser is, please do that now, and we'll try to regain that preaching moment. What captivates you? What takes your attention? Maybe grabs it. Maybe it entices it. Maybe you stumble upon it and you stop. Turn your head toward it. Lean in, watching. Watching him or her or they or this image here. At first without comment. And for a long time without judgment. You pull your chair up. You sit on the arm of the sofa, you lean against the wall, you listen, close your eyes maybe and listen. You are captivated. What captivates you, holds your attention, stays in your head, causes you to change the focus of your attention, stimulates your mind, releases endorphins? What captivates you, compels you to sit down and do a deep Google dive, to click on the links and read the articles and read the comments, to watch the videos, or to binge the whole damn season? We are a captivated people. For hours and hours every day, our eyes and our ears and our thoughts and our conversations belong to someone else. We are taken in. Captivate, verb, to attract and hold the attention or interest of, as by beauty or excellence, enchant. Their blue eyes and red hair captivated him. Or their logically dubious rhetoric and casual racism captivated her and held her attention, as it would a violent auto accident or a two-headed monkey. Captivate, to beguile, bewitch, dazzle, delight, enrapture, entertain, enthrall, fascinate, gratify, grip, hypnotize, intrigue, mesmerize, seduce, enamor, enslave, ensnare, entrance, hold, hook, lure, magnetize, spellbind. We are a captivated people, and there's now so much stimuli, So much coming at us through our eyes and our ears, digitally mediated, that we walk around in a state of an ambient captivation. Podcasts, news series, Onion articles, New Yorker, authentic Vietnamese noodle recipes. That by which we are outraged even captivates us. That by which we are outraged stimulates us. This verse in Luke here is nothing less than the statement of Jesus' purpose. He enters the synagogue, and the rabbis hand him the scroll of Isaiah, and he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, and he has sent me to proclaim release to the captives." Release to the captives. Okay, when I read it before, when I was first starting the sermon, I don't know if it was the cold medicine or the dyslexia, but I read it as release to the captivated. Release to the captives, that's kind of a different thing. Captives is like straight up prisoners. Not quite the same as seductively holding one's attention. It's detention. It has a different feel. Maybe it makes a little more sense. Captives, noun, plural, a person who has been taken prisoner or an animal who has been confined. So yeah, Jesus is proclaiming release to those who are captives. Maybe of the Roman Empire, maybe literal prisoners, those who are in prison for not being able to pay their taxes, those who are captives of the oppressive temple legal system. I mean, today, captives today, the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people of color in the federal and state prison systems as a result of institutionalized racism, the hundreds of thousands sitting in city and county jails for years without being convicted of any crime because they can't afford to pay bail. Yeah, that's different than binge watching. And at the border, thousands of children, women, and men who are held captive by our government for seeking safety and refuge here with us. The hundreds of thousands held captive by a political power, this power struggle over which they have no control, the government shutdown, Guantanamo Bay, they're still skip ahead. Captivated and captive are two very different things. And maybe it wasn't just the cold medicine or the dyslexia that caused my mistake. Maybe I read quickly. Maybe I read quickly with a little bit of my privilege. I am more likely to suffer from ambient captivation than I am from actual being a captive. But wait, maybe if the captivated majority were not beguiled and bewitched and dazzled and delighted and enraptured and fascinated and gripped and hypnotized and mesmerized and seduced and hooked and holed and lured and magnetized and spellbound, maybe if we weren't moving through life in this state of ambient captivation with our eyes, maybe if we were moving with our eyes wide open and our minds fully engaged, the captors could not get away with it. They couldn't get away with holding those captives that Jesus came to set free. The ambient captivation is not any different than the Romans' bread and circus. Keep those of us with the ability to do something about the situation well fed and entertained, and we won't stop and notice all the things that are slipping away. Maybe the captivated must be set free first, so we can see what the captors are up to, so we can stand up for the captives, the actual imprisoned, and work to set them free. Jesus came into this world to proclaim the release of the captivated and the captors. This meal is a sign that it has been done and is being done. You are all released, forgiven, free, granted mercy by love. Rise up! The captivated have been set free. Go.